The rector of an Episcopal church in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, has been suspended for 90 days. The Diocese of Detroit will investigate charges that he may have cribbed some of his sermons from an online service. Mind you, we saw this story in this morning's New York Times, so we may be in no position to remark on the requirements of originality in certain professions. But the idea of plagiarism in sermons seems to be a sticky one. Just how original can a clergyman really be year after year, week after week? We're putting that question to Reverend Claudia Hybaugh, who is chaplain and lecturer at the Harvard Divinity School, where she teaches Introduction to Preaching. Reverend Hybaugh, there are a lot of sermons out there. There are clergy who are in need of sermons. Are there ethics governing such things?
Generally, there are not ethics governing such things. There are guidelines that we use, and there are ways that we hope for originality, but there's not a clear code of ethics.
Is it considered wrong for a clergyman to quote extended passages from someone else's sermon and not acknowledge it?
I think so. I have often quoted extended passages or told stories, but I generally, I always say where I've gotten my resources.
But typically, it must be quite a job for somebody to be composing a sermon every week and not relying very heavily on some common sources in doing that.
It's very hard. And in many traditions, the lectionary is used where there's an order of biblical passages. There are online things that are used for illustrations or stories. There's also quite a large collection now of sermons in print. Generally, these are given as resources for reflection or meditation. I think generally it is assumed by congregations that ministers are being original.
On the other hand, I read recently Marshall Frady's new biography of Martin Luther King, Jr., one of the great preachers of our times, and a man who would apparently borrow liberally from other people's sermons. There seems to be nothing inconsistent with being a very moving, effective preacher and not being a completely original one.
I believe in the case of Dr. Martin Luther King, and is often the case, there are a lot of sermons and passages and stories and ideas that are just common to a variety of communities or traditions, and that as time has evolved, we've gotten a little more legalistic on using your specific ideas. And I think this comes with a very educated congregation. It comes with ideas of what's legal for publication. And I do think that we have evolved a little bit since then.
And is the Internet part of that evolution now?
The Internet, which is really pretty recent, maybe only the last 5 or so years for local churches, is very much a part of that. I've been asked several times to put my sermons on the Internet, and I more often than not don't do it if I haven't clearly notated from whence I've gotten my sources.
You had an experience, I believe, where you gave a sermon, which you acknowledged was from another source, but turned out to be a bit embarrassing.
Well, this wasn't me. This was two of my colleagues, actually, who were very best friends, and they read the same article in a contemporary religious journal, and they outlined their sermons based on the article. So Minister A preached his sermon from the journal article on a Sunday. And the next Sunday, he invited his best friend to preach in his pulpit, and he preached virtually the same sermon because he had read the same article. But neither of these people acknowledged that they had read the same article. And, of course, the congregation did know, and the congregation thought it was kind of humorous and decided that they didn't get it the first time.
Reverend Hybaugh, thank you very much
thank
for talking
you very
with
much.
Us about this today. Reverend Claudia Hybaugh, who is chaplain and lecturer at the Harvard Divinity School, she teaches Introduction to Preaching.